Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop, and I'm talking with John Bush from Armored Saint. Punching the Sky, new album coming out October 23rd on Metal Blade. A couple singles already out. John, first off, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
It's a pleasure. How have you been staying busy, staying sane during this show of a year?
Well, music helps a lot, of course. We were fortunate enough to have finished all our recording by the time we got into this to the quarantine mode here that the country got into around March. We were done recording, like I said. So we passed off the I don't know, it's tapes anymore. It used to be tapes, but these days it's files to Jay Rustin, the guy who mixed our record. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. And he just, I guess he went into his own quarantine with the record and mixed it. So we were lucky this time. Armored Saint it's kind of our tendency to have bad luck in life, but this time we actually ended up having some good luck. So that was cool. But, doing everything the same that probably most people are doing, you know, trying to stay productive, exercise, although my weekly pickup basketball game ended a while ago, and that was a pretty big bummer.
Yeah.
Try not to drink too much, like a lot of people, I guess.
Yeah.
Watch a lot of movies, read, stay up on the news. We still got the election to deal with at the end of the year. So 2020 has been one crazy year, that's for sure.
Absolutely, man. And how's your quarantine diet been? I know I've been eating probably too many carbs for a while, but how's that been for you?
You know, I haven't fluctuated that much.
Okay.
My big problem in life is I'm a sweets freak. So.
Oh yeah.
I try to convince myself that after every meal I can have some kind of sweet, which is probably not good.
Can always justify it.
I find a way to justify it, but it's like maybe after dinner, but like I'm like after breakfast looking to have sweet, and it's probably not a good thing, but I'm a pretty active guy at this point in my life still.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. So I try to counter it with some running or some elliptical and lifting some weights and stuff. You got to stay fit, that's important.
Well, exactly. And I mean, obviously, you can't play live shows now, but there's going to come a time where you're going to have to be on stage, and you're not going to want to be wheezing on stage,
Right, like John Bush gained like 30 pounds in quarantine.
Hell?
What happened to that guy? No doubt, I've been singing a lot lately. We're doing this live stream show, which is on October 10th, which is going to be really fun. Well, we think it's going to be really fun. I don't know how it's really going to be. It's going to be weird to play in front of nobody, to be honest. But we're doing it because we got to do something. When you make a new record, you want to play because you want to play new songs.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of weird not to be able to do that. But we're doing that. It's October 10th. You can get the tickets at armoredsaint.veeps.com. And you can watch it from everywhere in the world, depending where you live. Doesn't matter as long as you have some Wi-Fi, I guess, and it's going to be fun. We're going to play some new songs and some deep tracks, and this is what we got to do. So it's a little weird, but I've been preparing for that and keeping the voice in shape and just trying to stay productive here.
That's all you can do, man. And that's awesome that you guys are doing the live stream thing, and people can get tickets, like you said, at armoredsaint.veeps, V-E-E-P-S.
.com.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I guess you always got to add that. Right? Some kind of Andy.
So your new album coming out October 23rd, and you've got the live stream ahead of it. Obviously, this is a strange time to release albums, because like you said, you can't really tour, so you got to kind of do what you can. Was there any debate within the band about releasing it when you can tour, or did you guys, like, what was the internal decision with that one?
You know, there was a brief discussion about it, but in the end, I think that without having any live performances to go to, and I'm one that loves to go to shows as well. Me and my wife go to a lot of shows, and sometimes take our kids, and we're bummed that we can't see shows as well as me playing. But I think to not put out a record would be like a double whammy against people. Like,
yeah,
you want to get you. If nothing else, you have music to listen to at home, and to not. From a standpoint of marketing, it would make sense. But from the logic of saying, hey, we want people to be able to listen to our music,
yeah,
and it's done, and we're excited, and like to hold it back would have been difficult to do that. Plus, you run the risk of stuff getting leaked, and then you know, it's like Armored Saint's, you know, the next Metallica record, and you know, you jeopardize millions of sales or something. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, you still don't want a bunch of people to hear it before it really is heard properly with product and everything. So. You know, for me, it just seemed like we need to put it out. People need to listen to music.
Absolutely, man. And I you know, I know I'm not speaking for everyone, but me personally, I'm actually finding that with the lack of shows and with more so just kind of spending time by myself, I guess, I'm listening to way more new albums and finding out way more new stuff than I would on a normal timeline.
Well, that makes sense. I think the record listening, you know, obviously the way people get music and listen to music and buy music, if they do buy it, you know, from what I've been reading, at least in the beginning too, of like around March and April, it really was going up. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, the record business has been in a little pretty bad state for a while now. And, you know, this is our business, sometimes for better or worse. I know that there's frustrations that I've had through the years with the record business. Believe me, you know, if somebody is looking for an easy ride, this is not the business. This is really, it'll challenge you. It'll challenge your self-esteem and a lot of things. And you just got to stay strong when you're in this business. But in the end, this is how we make music and it's put out. And I mean, we're so grateful that we have a label like Metal Blade that loves us and we love them. And it's like a family atmosphere. And, those are the kind of things that you strive for. And, you know, you just, you try to get through it all. And, the label, you want them to be, in the same state of mind as the band is, because that doesn't always happen. We experienced that a lot in the past. And, getting music out there is what we do. We're musicians and we write songs, and you get excited about the music you made and you want people to hear it, and you want them to get inspired by it. So holding back, I think, like I said earlier, would have been logical, but I didn't want to do it. I would just be able to sit on this record and to just kind of wait. It would have been really hard to do that, I think. So.
I think people will appreciate it a lot as kind of just something to get them through also. And I'm sure it'll give you guys something to really like mark this time. And also, like, you know, in a few years, you'll think back, like, remember when we released the album in the middle of a worldwide pandemic?
Like, yeah. But this is all weird, uncharted territory for the world. You know, everybody's just trying to find their way. Everybody's trying to see the best way to cope with this and which way to turn and how to, you know, go into the next month or the next week. And I think we keep thinking, okay, this is, you know, my optimistic feeling is just, it's going to end. You know, come on, it's got to, but we just don't know. And it's weird. I think if somebody said, you know, you just got to wait it out for a few months and then it'll go back to normal.
Yeah, right.
I think everybody would have had a little different mindset. And, but it's just this uncertainty is the problem here. And, hey, that's life, man. You know, this is, no one said it's easy. You know, this is going to be something that's, I look at my kids and I think of you know, this is something they'll always remember. Remember the pandemic, you know, 2020, and this will be just a part of the life. And in the end, you know, these kind of things, they make you better and they make you stronger. But right now it's really annoying.
Yeah, right. Well, right now we just got to, I guess the idea is to trust science and kind of just go with that and hope for the best. So
I mean, there's a lot of people there that are really smart.
Exactly.
They have a lot of funding.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, let's go, guys. Get it done. Figure it out. I mean, personally, me, when I was having a discussion with some family members mm-hmm. the other day about the vaccine, and, you know, I would do it. But I'm somebody who, you know, I'm a musician who wants to go and play in front of large groups of people.
Yeah.
So for me, I, you know, plus I'm 57 years old. Like, I mean, I've already done a lot of bad things to my body, in all honesty. So, not that I want to do more per se.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd be more have to be concerned about my kids taking it because they might have repercussions down the line. For me, I'm not so worried. And furthermore, like I said, if I was like this kind of hermit, stay home kind of person, then I'd be like, you know, what do I need it for?
But yeah.
to want to turn that leaf over and go and, you know, resume performing in front of groups of people, then I feel like I'm the guy who has to do it, you know? So
get you a shot in the arm and then bring you on tour.
Sorry?
Get you a shot in the arm and then bring you back on tour, dude. Just let's make it happen.
I don't know. You know, I don't know necessarily if I want to be like the first guy in line, you know, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe somebody, just one guy before me. How'd it go? Good. You had your face changing or anything fall off? Okay, good. Bring it on. Let's go.
My balls fell off, but no big deal, dude.
My voice is so much higher. I can sing those old notes with no problem.
Perfect. It's helping out, man, actually.
I'll never have sex again, but hey, you know, I'm singing like a bird.
Exactly. So, you know, I got to ask you because with some people, like being in a metal band, it's just something they did or something they do for a while. But you are a lifer. When you think John Bush, you think lifer, man. Like, what keeps you interested and stoked and, like, you know, invested in continuing being in metal band and doing this thing and being a lifer? What keeps you motivated and interested?
That's funny, a lifer. I guess I should be happy I'm not a lifer in that other way, but
right.
Yeah, I don't think I'd survive too well in prison, man. I'm too small and
too good looking.
Yeah, hey, there you go. You know what? I think it's. I was lucky. I was groomed on music when I was a little kid, and it always was there for me. And it was a place to escape and kind of go into my room even when I was a teenager or actually my garage is a, you know, I just drove by my old house the other day in the neighborhood I grew up in, where we all grew up actually. And I looked at my old house, which is the house I grew up in, and of course felt nostalgic and stuff. But there was so many nights and days I spent in our garage because I converted that into my place. And I had my turntable in there and all my records, and buddies would come over and, you know, we'd alter ourselves and you know, listen to, you know, Lights Out by UFO and Judas Priest, Unleashing the East.
Yeah.
You know, these records that just forever will be part of my youth and how would shape me as wanting to be in a band. And I think that all that started, it just got me so passionate about music and to this day, I still feel the same way. I get touched by things that I do, you know, myself musically, and go, wow, that's like deep stuff, man. Way to go! Like I get proud of myself, and like anybody, you want to feel good about what you're doing with work, and you want to feel like it means something, and it means something to others. So I still have that same drive when it comes to writing songs and listening to music and checking out other artists that inspire me. So it's just, it'll always be a part of my life from that standpoint. And, you know, I want to be the best I can be. And I really think that I can be that. I honestly think that every year, I actually keep getting better as a singer and as a writer because I'm more aware of stuff and I know what I can do better and, or what I do worse and try to omit that. So, I think it's I think that's the goal. It's weird, like rock and roll and heavy metal. And, you know, I'll be the first person to say this is a young guy's game. You know, it really is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we haven't been through the years. It's better now in rock and roll than it has been. But through the years, I don't think we've always been too kind to the older musicians.
Fair enough.
I've felt the same way too. Like in the blues or in jazz, you know, they're always looking and paying tribute to the old guys, you know. But in rock and roll, it wasn't like that. Maybe it wasn't necessarily the community per se, but it was, you know, the business for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, those guys are over the hill, man. Those guys are all old.
And
how old are they? 30? Oh, what? You know. So, you know, you should get better at your craft and everything. You should know how to write songs better. And as long as you push yourself, I think that sometimes we can live in a, it's funny, I've said this before and, you know, I might get some grief for it, but you know, metal is a trippy thing because, it sometimes is extreme as it is. And the imagery that's associated with it and stuff, sometimes it can be a little conservative in some weird way because people do a thing, they have their niche, and then they just stick to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, wait a minute, you did that already. You achieved that already. You already did that beat, you know, come on, let's do something else. And, but it's just like, these are the parameters and this works. And, you know, I admire it, because there's a consistency to some degree, but in the end, I always want to just say, we've done that, let's do this. You know, we have never done this, let's try that.
Push it forward. Exactly.
Always trying to evolve. So, you know, in the end, we're a rock band, we're a metal band. We're not going to do something that's so adventurous that, you know, we're going to try to convince people that, you know, our brand new jazz fusion song is the one that everybody should be really paying attention to. I think, you know, we have some honesty here about it, but you do want to keep pushing yourself. And I think that's a really pivotal part of it too, is to always be expanding. And if you do that, then, you know, really you're just constantly growing. So, I mean, I'm saying something that sounds like I'm like, I don't want to sound pompous because the last thing I want to do is be some stupid pompous musician.
No, man, you're dropping knowledge, dude.
So, anyways.
Knowledge bombs.
Knowledge bombs. There you go.
Okay.
Like that. That's good. I like that. That's a good lyric. I might have to steal that.
Bro. Okay. There you go. Use it, man. I would be stoked if I heard that in a
that's
lyric.
That's cool. I like that. That's really cool.
Knowledge bombs. Okay, man. So my last question for you, and again, we're speaking with John Bush, Armored Saint, new album, Punch in the Sky, out October 23rd on Metal Blade. If you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Wow. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let me look here for you. Let's see. I got one on my forehead, actually. It's a little bit more clear now that all my hair has receded through the years. So,
yeah.
I was actually, the story is, and I don't remember, I was really young. I was maybe 4, perhaps 5.
Okay.
But, I was kind of dancing to some kind of variety show and there was music on, according to my mom. And that was when big televisions were not big screens as we know them now. That was like a big wooden giant TV that probably weighed like 300 pounds or something. I'm embellishing that a little bit.
But huge.
You know, the big ones.
Yeah.
And I was dancing into something. I have no idea what it was. I would love to remember myself, but my mom has passed, unfortunately. But I fell, or I lost my balance, and I fell right into like the corner of the TV. And then cut myself, and hence that's why I have this scar on my forehead a little bit. So it's a little higher up, more into like where the hair would begin, but you know, it was always there. And you know, I love, scars are cool.
Did you have to get stitches for that one?
I don't remember, but you know what's funny? That leads me to another scar that I have, where I jumped. I was on a diving board, fully clothed, at a friend's house, and I was jumping on the diving board. Then I started losing balance, and I knew I was going to fall in the pool, and I didn't want to fall in with all my clothes, so I tried to jump to the side of the pool, and of course, there was no way going to make it, and so I hit my chin underneath, like on the edge of the pool, and was bleeding, of course, everywhere profusely. And then that time I did need some homemade stitches. The lady whose house I was at, she actually did it herself.
Damn.
So, but that one's under my chin, so you don't see it as much. And I still have hair there that grows because of my beard.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyways, you know, good question.
Thanks, man. Right on. Well, again, John Bush, Armored Saint, new album coming out October 23rd. Do you got any final words for the Northwest or the Seattle audience before I let you go?
Well, you know, I love that area up there. It's some good junior roller derby. Actually, my daughter plays roller derby.
And Rat City Roller Girls.
Yeah. There's also the Galaxy Girls, which is a junior team up there.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's some cool roller derby in Seattle area. You know, Metal Church guys are great. They're from there.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, Kirk Vanderhoof, and we did a tour with them last year. And great guys.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, Seattle's a great place, man. You know, let's face it. That was probably the last place that there was a scene that happened that was, you know, such an enormous contribution to rock and roll. And I think Seattle was by the last great music scene. And I miss those scenes because now everything's kind of global.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have as many local scenes as much. I'm sure you do, and I know you do. But, like, I mean, if you think about all the groups that came out of that area, including maybe some from Portland, it's insane how amazing those bands were. It's just really crazy. So, you know, kudos to that. And you know what? We haven't played enough in Seattle in the last, you know, 20 years, really. We played twice in the last few years, once with Metal Church and once with Queensryche, and we need to get back up there. Same with Portland. Those are great cities, and, you know, they're causing a little ruckus up there, but, you know, that's the kind of people there. They don't take things easy. They like to stir things up, so, hey, just be safe.
Absolutely, man. Dude, thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Good. Thanks for starting my day off with a good interview. Appreciate that.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.